Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Life of Dad. We are a worldwide community of dads. This is our new podcast, and this is where we hang out. So maybe you're listening while you're mowing the lawn, or you're chasing your kid around, or you're driving to work. Wherever you're at, you're home now. We are your people. I'm here with my boys. They are Nashville comedy all-stars and dads at different stages of fatherhood. We've got Lee Kimbrell and Mike James. What's up, boys?
What's going on, man?
How we living? Yeah.
We good?
I'm feeling good, man. Yeah. Slept 4 hours last night. My level of fatherhood is I have a brand new baby. So over the course of these podcasts, you will see the bags under my eyes probably ever growing. But yeah, things are good in my camp, man.
Yeah, Lee is our young dad, as he said. Well, baby's young. You're youngish.
Well, I'm young too compared to you guys. That's right. But that's fine, man. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. No. As far as like having a brand new baby, I might lean a little bit older. I'm 35 with a 6-month-old. But yeah, things are good.
Yeah.
Mike's our veteran.
Am I the veteran?
I think so. Well, I guess my oldest is 16, but I'll let you. How old is your boy?
My son's 15. My daughter is 12. So two, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we're going to go for number two and cut it off. But really? Right now, we got our hands filled with just the baby.
We were done with one.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, right. My daughter was a beautiful surprise. Yeah, she... Yeah, she's a
baby girl. Was an accident?
You know what's dope about her? She's actually like in 0.4%, because my wife had an IUD, which was 99.6% effective, and she's a little
0.4% ineffective.
Yeah. Let her know.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, she was determined.
Yeah, dude. Has a work ethic on her from the very beginning stages of her life.
Yeah, she's all in. So
power to her.
Yeah, man. Well, we have three kids. So we have Barbara, who's 16 now. We have Tommy, who is 14. And then we have Katie, who is 10 years old. Katie wanted to make sure that I talked about her today. She gave me this last year for my birthday. Best dad ever mug.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And this weekend, so my middle, I'll tell you about Barb a little bit later, my oldest. But my son, he had his last track meet. Middle school this past weekend.
Nice.
And over the past year, this young man has become a young man, and suddenly he's faster than me, which was
that's rough.
I know,
that's rough.
It was a lot to, and I was a runner growing up, and now this kid can bolt right past me. And so
did you just let him have it, or was it like you had to fight for it?
I was fighting for it for a while, man. I was fighting for a while, but then he eventually just kind of pulled away and had his way. So he's got me. He's got me now. So that's
father time is undefeated.
Dude.
Yep.
You're never going to be able to compete with a teenage
boy. Hurts. It's going to get you. My son is walking around now like without a shirt on. And it is
flexing on.
It is killing me, dude.
Flexing like, on dad.
Is he ripped?
I mean, he's skinny, but you can see the definition coming in. He works out and he runs track, so it's starting to come together. And I'm just walking around the neighborhood. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, unfortunately, me and my baby have very similar builds right now. We're just kind of soft and not a ton of muscle definition. Yeah, I packed on the weight. I packed on the weight during the pregnancy. And, you know, it's coming off slowly but surely. But, yeah, I have the body of a baby right now. A little bit hairier, but pretty much the same. Pretty much the same.
Was there jealousy when she came out? She came out with a mop of hair.
She came out with, she had more hair than I did when she was in the womb. Yeah, wow. We went in there. Yeah, she was like a 6 months old inside of her mom.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went in for some imaging to get those done. And the little lady who was the tech was sitting there and she's like, you see all this little floating around white stuff? That's hair. And then my wife and the ultrasound tech had a lot of laughs on my expense. it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Frankie's her name, right? Frankie's your little one?
Frankie June. Francesca okay. June. Right. Yes, named after my Uncle Frank, who, yeah, just a very important person to me. He got sick. He passed away. It's almost a year. He passed away May 23rd of last year. But he was the first person that we told that nice. We were pregnant. And yeah, named her Frankie. After a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. She feels like a Frankie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good name.
I had an Uncle Frankie too. I think I told you guys this. We've been hanging out kind of leading up to the podcast each week, just kind of chatting about all this stuff. But my Uncle Frankie was the uncle that gave us $5. Mm-hmm. Every time I walked in, any kid that was at the party, he's giving us five, a ten. That's, it was unbelievable.
My Uncle Frank, same deal. My Uncle Frank, he came to a bunch of my comedy shows, very supportive guy. He would have loved that this podcast is happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, he bought a lot of merch from me for way more than it was selling for. He bought a lot of $50 koozies. You know?
I think I had an Uncle Frankie too. Yeah, he's he was one of the biggest Ohio State fans ever.
Buckeye, actually.
Yeah, man. Always Buckeye everything. That was him and my dad. They huge Ohio State fans. That's weird.
Yeah,
all Frankies.
What's going on in your house this weekend? Just so people can catch up and like, so you got the baby at home. What stage is Frankie at?
She is coming up on 7 months and it's all happening.
Yeah.
Like 3 days ago, she crawled for the first time. She's starting to eat, you know, the real food, which is really changing up the diaper scenario.
The smells. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yesterday we looked down, she was in her little, what we call the baby pit, because now that she's mobile, you can't just put her down. So we've got this little, you know, this little cage kind of around her. And we looked down and she was just fully standing up, holding. So, I mean, no, we're off to the races.
Yes.
She's moving she's babbling. And I feel like mama and dada are right around the corner. Yeah, it's awesome, man.
Dude,
it's
you're at the beginning of her, you know, you being scared every minute of the day.
Every second. Right,
because once she breaks free of her little square,
dude,
it's over.
It's peak babydom. Everything's happening, man. Her teeth are coming in and she's moving and we're in the middle of it and we love it. It rules.
That's awesome.
But like you said, it is just kind of, even though there is this much deeper well of like love and all the good feelings, all the other feelings of just kind of fear are also very apparent right there at the surface, man.
Yeah.
We're loving it, man. I have zero complaints on
that's
being
awesome,
a dad.
Dude.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, dude, I love your joy. It reminds me of me when we had our first kid. Like I was all in. That's when I started the whole life of dad thing. I love it.
And even then, like the stereotype of the guy who has the baby and then he's just kind of miserable. Mm. I haven't really experienced that with any of my buddies or anyone I know. Like
I don't think I have either.
Most everyone's just kind of like
all my friends. They love being a dad.
I know. Awesome. It's a blast.
Yeah.
What's going on in your household over the weekend, Mike?
So it was my birthday / anniversary. We got married on the same day. Wasn't my call.
Wait, it's your birthday and you got married on your birthday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man.
Well,
she just took control of the situation.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, you seem like you enjoyed it.
You're going to get me a gift on your birthday.
Right. Right.
Now.
Well, now we've changed it. So she wants to focus on my birthday. So we celebrate on the day we actually got together, which would be May 12th. So we'll celebrate it then.
All right, there you go.
So it was, well, first of all, this is airing the day after Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms
Mother's
out
day.
There. What's up, moms? We taped it sooner. That's why these guys didn't say it earlier, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
We always do a winery around Mother's Day. My wife wants to go to wineries. So we did a winery, which is a whole lot of fun. But back to my son for a moment. Mm. This young man, so he's going through puberty now. So he outran me and all that. He's an interesting dude because, like, instead of his voice getting deeper, his voice got British. He what? Started calling. Yeah, he started calling us father, mother, and this is what throughout. And he has better posture now, so he's kind of sitting up straight. And father, have you seen my water bottle?
Has he been watching Bridgerton?
Right.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know, but he's into it. He dresses nicer. He's got he loves it. It's father.
He's drinking
mother.
Tea.
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
Dude, that I love your little British son.
Dude, he switched and he switched straight awesome. To it's mother all the time and father all the time. Yeah. And he loves it. And then my younger daughter has started buying it. So now she's not talking British, but they're calling us father and mother. So it was dad, daddy. Now it's father and mother.
Father and mother, man. At least it's like you feel like they're turning British and not like Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Because father and mother has got like an ominous tone to it, man.
Father and mother, that's respect.
All right. So yesterday was Mother's Day, and we got a voicemail. We'll play this first one and... It's from a mom. That's all I'll say right now.
Okay, it's yeah. from a mom.
It's from a mom.
Hey guys, this is Anna Kimbrell, Lee's wife, aka Frankie's mom. I'm just so excited for you guys, and I'm so proud of Lee. And I'm just hoping that his skin really looks good on camera, because ever since we started dating, I have had him on a pretty strict skincare regimen, which is just him using my expensive skincare. So I was just wondering if you guys also dip into your wives' skincare creams or anything, or really what do they rub on your face?
I'm here to learn, Lee.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, skincare, I mean, hyaluronic acid, we're talking little rose water, all sorts of stuff. As a bald man, there's a lot more face than most people.
Sure.
You know? So
that's why I wear a hat.
Yeah. You I've never seen you without a hat. I've known you a long time. Yeah. You've never not
I'll
had a hat,
with this
on.
Hat on.
But yeah, man, I love this skincare regimen. Yeah, it feels good. A little coconut oil action kind of all over the dome.
How long do you take with this?
Much shorter than my wife.
Okay.
I've been
on the daily.
On the daily. I mean, yeah. I do it every day. Yeah, I mean...
No, I mean, how long?
15 minutes. 15 minutes in the morning and at night. Got to get it done. There's too much. There's too much skin.
That's a fair amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, just like with everything, you
Somebody do the math on that. What is that? 15
minutes. That's a half hour every 2 days, 4 days.
We're crushing it with this, man.
That's an hour. Oh, yeah. I'm quick with it over here.
So four days is an hour.
Six days
is an hour and a half. Yeah.
I'm putting a lot of time into it, man. I'm not trying to crack up. You know?
Sure.
She called me out on that.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I like it though. I used to work on a TV show and they gave and I was like 22 at the time, and they gave a Christmas gift of Kiehl's lotions and
good
such
stuff.
To everyone.
Good stuff.
But at the age as a male, I was like, this is the worst holiday gift we could possibly get. But now I'm 46. I'm like,
appreciate it more.
I get it. And everyone else in the office was going crazy. I was like, why are they so excited about lotion? What's happening here? But now I understand a little bit.
Very necessary.
Okay.
And like most things, I think I'm doing it correctly. I'm indeed not. Because it's like, if you put on lotion on your face, how are you doing it, right? You just... Right there.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
It takes a lot more tact than that. I think you guys, you know, you got to dab and kind of massage.
Why?
I have no idea. I don't know why. I just get it.
Isn't
all
it all
on.
Going on? Isn't that?
I don't know. I think it just needs to be a little bit more gently massaged into your face. But as a typical man, I do it with a little bit more. I mean, if you're going to be putting on hyaluronic acid onto your face, you don't want to do it like a sissy.
Yeah,
you know, jam it in there, man. Give yourself a black eye. You know?
Okay, all right.
I've gotten pretty good with it, and like it's hard to go to sleep now without doing.
Really?
Yeah,
I can see. I do it very fast. So I'm just using whatever is there, Lubriderm lotion or whatever, and then I'll just put a quick like that, and then that's about as fast. That's as long as it takes.
Yeah.
So
and Anna will get on my case because I'm going through it too much, right? It's like if you're supposed to use the amount of a dime.
Yeah,
it's expensive, man.
It's very, it is expensive, but like my argument to her is that her face stops there because she has hair.
That's a fair argument.
I've got the hyaluronic acid needs to go from like the back of my neck all the way down to my chin. It's way more face.
Have you have you had a facial? Have either?
I have not. I don't.
Oh yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Like no. So I've had a facial, but it was not enjoyable. Like, did you have one of those good ones?
I liked mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Put a lot of little music.
Oh no.
Eucalyptus oil diffuser. Man.
Yeah.
It's nice.
No, this wasn't that. This lady was like, she had one of those sharp tools. And she was sticking, and then
Getting your pores out.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was.
I can't remember what they're called, but I think the thing where I feel the most dainty is it's like a piece of crystal or something that you kind of like pull down, and
yeah.
it gets your lymphatic. I don't really know. My wife could give me butter and say, "Put it on your face. It's good for you."
Yeah.
And I would say, "Yeah, sure. Let's get after it." Yeah.
I've gotten two massages in my life. Like, my wife will give me a massage every now and then, but yeah. Like professional massage, I'm not into the face or the massage. And the first one, I was just in a lot of pain for the next bunch of days. So that wasn't with. And the second time, it was a couples massage. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done that with your wife.
I just did it the other day.
But I fell right asleep.
Yeah.
And I just slept through the whole thing. And then I just woke up so angry, like, how did I just spend $200 for a nap?
Yeah, I'll go to sleep every time, and it's bad because I snore, so my wife is not enjoying the couple thing.
You're snoring the whole massage?
She has to use her her earbuds, because if she doesn't, she's not going to enjoy it.
God, you're unconscious, and you're still ruining the massage for your wife.
And I mean, I snore myself awake, and like, so it's like... It's like you'll hear yourself snoring. It's like, ah.
You know what I do that embarrasses my wife is if we're ever out at the mall, you know those little booths where you can just get a massage in the middle of the mall?
Yeah.
I have no shame, dude. I will hit those every time.
All right.
Yeah, okay. It's great. I'll pop my shoes off. Get in there, boys.
My shoes aren't coming off. It's right. not good for anyone.
You don't
not good
strike
for you.
Me as a
not good for me.
Massage guy.
No, well, I just said it.
So yeah, that's why. Yeah.
So you didn't enjoy it when you.
No, well, the first one, it was like I was just for some reason I was in a lot of pain the day after, and the second one. But I've always been very conscious with money, so I'm like, I'm not spending $200 to fall asleep.
Mm.
I sleep well. I can go home, sleep great.
God,
for $0.
Keep bragging, bro.
$0. Yeah.
Keep bragging, man. We hit an all-time low this weekend. From Thursday to Sunday, I got like 12, man.
Yeah.
12 hours sleep.
Yeah. And in the past, I would average 12 a night. As a stand-up, dude.
Man,
with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to sleep at 1, wake up at 1. Mm. That was normal. Mm. That was an everyday thing.
You mentioned your wife, Mike. Someone else called in. And by the way, people that want to call in, we have a voicemail now. It's 857-DAD-CHAT. 1-857-DAD-CHAT. So leave your voicemails if you're a dad or a mom or anything you want us to maybe talk about on the show. But you play the next one there, Tristan. Thank you, man.
Hey, honey. Just wanted to say congratulations on the new podcast. Yay! We are super excited for you. This is going to be so much fun. Congratulations on this new journey. You still have a whole honey-do list when you get home, including putting up this new ceiling fan for our bedroom. Okay, love you. Have a great lunch day. Bye.
Yeah, I'm just finding out about
just found out about it right now. That's fun. That's can you fun. Put up a ceiling fan? Is that in your repertoire?
Yeah, yeah.
You I can learned, do it? You yeah, don't even man. Need a ladder.
No, I do.
Big old guy.
Yeah, like, dude, and the thing is, like, I get nervous. I'm scared of heights. So, like, when I have to go above 2 steps on the ladder, like, things get a little shaky then. Are y'all not scared of heights?
No, not really. I'm not laughing at you. It's just funny that you're like 6'5 and scared of heights.
And it's
you're
weird,
just
right?
Kind of walking around all day.
Scared
like,
of, but that's it, though. I'm scared of heights and spiders.
Oh, man. Yeah. I am afraid of heights.
Okay. You're scared of heights.
Spiders, so. I mean, a little bit. But I'm that was one of the dad roles. You got to go, dad, go
dude,
get the spider.
And
dad,
that's
dad.
The crazy part. Like, my son, like, when he was younger, he would like say, there's a spider in his room. And I'm like, oh. That's cool. So I got a
good luck.
I got a one of those bug assault.
One of the guns that shoots the
dude.
Assault?
That is a life.
Wait, saber. I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
you just
dude.
Shoot a spider. It's you like what's coming out of it? Water or
salt.
Bug spray? Salt.
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 It's a burst of salt, and that has changed my life. Now I am the man.
Yeah,
and
you are,
dude. I walk around with this. I carry it on my
stay
shoulder.
Stay strapped.
Like, what was that? Hacksaw Jim Duck? You remember? Yeah, he used to carry the 2x4. That's how I carry I walk around the house like that, dude. I hope I find a spider somewhere. Sometimes I tell my wife, hey, stop, don't cut off Terminex.
Yeah, like, you're just releasing spiders into your house so you can seem tough in front of your family.
It's, dude, get it, guys. It'll change your life.
Oh, man, that's fun.
Yeah. And now they have them with the laser sights on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's no missing.
Your living room just has like an inch layer of salt across the entire ground. You got to go and kill a bunch of bugs and then run the vacuum.
It's the best thing ever. You should try
the assault gun.
Yeah.
Bug Good assault. On you.
Yeah.
And because if your kid is scared because there's a spider in his room, I'd imagine that you can't show an inch of being scared as well.
Yeah.
Because then that just fully adds to it.
I remember one time my mother-in-law found it was a spider. She was at our house and it was the biggest wolf spider I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't show any hesitation. So I grabbed the vacuum cleaner. And I sucked it up.
Okay.
And I threw the vacuum cleaner away. Wasn't, because it was one of the canister ones. Yeah. I was not going to empty that canister.
Nah, we're good.
Because I can just see that spider just waiting for me to open it. And it's just,
God, so. You got to love a $150 spider evacuation.
It's okay. It's okay. It was old anyway.
It's worth it. We needed a new one, man.
All right, we're going to play one more voicemail, then we're going to go into, we're going to have a lot of kind of community content on the show as well, but this one voicemail is from one of our community members that sent something in. So can you hit that one, Tristan?
Hi, yeah, my name is Jeremy Case. I am calling from Battle Creek, Michigan. I have two boys, 8 and 9, and my life changed the moment I held my youngest son in my arms for the first time. Just held him against my chest and looked down at him, and I just knew it was just one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my entire life, and just knowing that was my son and holding him for the first time. So, yeah, that was when my life as a dad changed forever.
Yeah, so that's thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for calling in, man. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about today, becoming a dad, becoming a father for the first time. Wow. Man, those first moments, like, was it, I guess question for you guys to start us off, like, was it when you actually saw the baby for the first time, you're like, I'm a dad? Was it during pregnancy, during one of the ultrasounds? But or is there one moment that kind of sticks out as like, you're becoming dad moment?
For me, I think it was when I saw we had a 3D ultrasound. We actually got it on, so, all right. Real quick, my birthday anniversary, May 2nd. All right. So
don't tell me it's your kid's birthday.
I was about to say.
No.
Too much, Mike.
No. But this was 2009 when we got married, right?
Yeah.
So 2010, May 2nd, we had a flood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys were here for that.
No, I wasn't.
We had a bad flood. This was on my birthday and anniversary. It just so happened to be the same day we went to go get 3D ultrasounds. So it was like seeing him that first time, I was like, this is, because you can see the face kind of, you know, so it's like, and it kind of looked like me. And I was like, this is crazy.
And then also the realization of like, that's the welcome to fatherhood thing where it's like your house floods.
Yeah.
You go and you see your son's face for the first time and you realize, oh crap, this is
it was all crazy
on me.
Yeah. And then
like I'm the dad.
And I had just called and canceled our flood insurance like three or four weeks
Good
before.
Call, man.
Three
Good
or four call. Weeks before. So then the water, I'm watching in the backyard and the water's rising. And this is all while I'm putting together the crib. I'm putting this crib together the same day. So I see now I'm just praying for this water to start falling. And luckily it did, but man, that was a scary time right there.
Yeah, welcome to fatherhood. It kind of hit me right in the face. It was a pretty embarrassing story. When my wife woke up and the night before we had, had some wine and gotten some Vietnamese food. And the Vietnamese food, but made us both sick.
Mm.
So we both woke up not feeling good. And then the next day I woke up and I felt fine. And then she was still sick.
Oh, okay.
So we're thinking, I bet you that's not the Vietnamese food. So my wife sent me to go and get a pregnancy test from Kroger. And I'm kind of like spinning out. I'm like, I mean, it she's likely pregnant. So I'm freaking out and I go to Walgreens right before they close and I get to the wall of all the pregnancy tests and I'm just looking for clear blue. And I grab the clear blue and I head home and I give it to her and she starts crying because I had brought home a menopause test kit.
Oh no.
And I was just looking for clear blue. I was just looking for clear blue and I saw the clear blue and then I gave her a menopause test kit and she's crying and I'm like, it's all good. So I ran back to Walgreens.
Dude, hold on.
I know.
Would you,
hold on.
I didn't.
We all have questions, but I'm like, you go first.
I know, man.
No, how did you miss that bad though?
I mean, it wasn't that bad. It said clear blue on it. It was in the same packaging. I mean, it was that bad, but
right. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, yeah, no. Menopause.
It was a bad start to things. And that was when I was so like, funny. All right, lock it in, pay attention to detail. I always have been and still am to a certain extent. I'm a guy, dude, I'll lose my wallet.
Right.
I'll lose my passport on the way to the airport.
Gotta do
so
that.
So it's like the attention to detail and double, triple, quadruple checking that I have all my ducks in a row. That has been like a big adjustment to me. Because I'm kind of a dummy when it comes to that kind of stuff. And you can't do it.
So do you think that's because of fatherhood or being married?
It started with when we got married. Well, we got married when she was pregnant.
Right.
We were engaged to be wed. Mm-hmm. We were going to get married in October. Mm-hmm. And then we started planning the wedding. And planning a wedding is so expensive and so stressful that we were kind of like, having a baby seems easier than this.
Sure.
So we were like doing the whole not trying thing, you know? And she ended up pregnant and then we got pregnant. So yeah, when we got married, we flew out to Las Vegas, got married. She was 5 months pregnant. So like the whole marriage and becoming a father thing, they were the same thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't get mm-hmm. it. We didn't have the, hey, now you're a husband.
Right.
Get it together.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, you're a husband. You're having a baby in 4 months.
Yeah.
Figure it out. But yeah, that was a bad look. And then so I ran from my house back to Walgreens. Walgreens closed at 10 o'clock. I got there at 9:58. I walked up to the automatic doors. They didn't open. I started pounding on the door. Some lady walked up and was like, we're closed. And I was like, no, you're not. It's 9:58, yeah. Sister. You got 2 minutes. I just need to buy one thing. And
oh, you didn't swap it out?
What? No, we kept it. You no, kept that's in a memory box. Still. Oh, dude, she's going to use that menopause test in about 30 years.
Gotta hang it up on the wall, man.
We got to save money on the test, brother.
No but expiration date.
It was so funny. It was very out of character. I'm like a pretty easygoing guy, and this woman wasn't letting me into Walgreens. And yeah. I swear, dude, I grabbed the doors and just pulled them apart. And it really scared her. And I was like, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm coming in. I just need a pregnancy test. You're not going to say no.
Dad superpowers. They might go to jail for that. Truly. Right
I mean,
there,
like,
right?
broke into a Walgreens. They had shut down the cash register. I just put two $20 bills and I was like, keep the change. I'm out. And I have never been back to that Walgreens.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't think you can go back.
Man, I ain't going back there.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed.
No, but the menopause test is in our little memory box.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have that. Maybe I'll bring it in. We can throw that up on a shelf or something.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, menopause kit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they tested for that. That's the same thing. You pee again
I think
and
you
smile.
Just know. I just thought you knew.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Oh. Well, so I guess it kind of started when my mother-in-law had passed. We were going to wait. We were both career-driven people, and we're like, let's wait for kids. We're not going to have kids. Let's focus on our career. But once my mother-in-law passed, we saw literally thousands of people. My wife is one of 12. Massive family, Irish Catholic family from Chicago. So there were thousands of people at the funeral. So after that, we're like, man, what is life? What are our careers if we don't have family. If we don't build our own unit, right? So that was like the mindset shift for us. We're like, okay, career, sure. But you got to have a baby, sure. Right? So then we were ready. And that was about 2 years after we got married. And then my wife got pregnant and super excited. In my mind, I was very vocal about this. I was like, every man wants a boy first.
Yeah.
And I let the whole world know. And I was like, we're having a boy. I know we're having a boy. 100%. Every man wants a boy. We're having a boy. And then I was just in this, I had actually registered the website, TommyBoys.com. I'm like, I'm going to start a website.
Dude,
it's going to be Tommy Boys.
You cemented your faith.
What did you base this off of? Like, you just thought it was just going to be a boy.
Every man wants a boy. That's, we're having a boy. Hilarious.
Tom's I know that I'm an incredibly masculine guy.
Yeah. The most masculine you've ever seen.
I'm Rowdy Tom Riles. And I'm going to have a son.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I let the people on the streets know. Everyone knew that we were having a boy.
And then my arm rolled up.
Then the ultrasound you're talking about, man, that one is intense when they can. And I was talking to my mom about this leading up to this podcast. You know, when we were born, they didn't know until birth whether it was a boy or a girl. There was no way to tell at any of those ultrasounds.
Didn't
right?
know.
But, you know, fast forward 40 years or so, when we were going through the testing, and then we saw clear as day, and my daughter looked like me too, and we're like, it's a girl. So then everything, and I'm like, what do I can't? I already paid for the website. Do I cancel the website? What do I do now? So then I went into like,
just became a tribute to Chris Farley and David Spade.
Might have had some trademark issues, right? If I had kept it, But then Barbara has led us on this most incredible journey in life, but all starting with that first ultrasound when I could see her eyes, during the ultrasound, and she had my eyes,
right?
I was like, this is insane. So that's when it really connected with me.
We went and got the testing to figure out the gender, and then we were gonna wait, and my wife was sitting there. As you do, you're going through and you're looking at all the genetic tests, and the doctor's like, hey, all good to go. Everything looks good. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, you're still like, you're double checking and you're like, let's make sure everything is all good. And so my wife was looking at these results and she clicked over to a tab and she found out that Frankie was a girl before I did. We were just sitting on the couch and then I hear her just kind of be like, oh God.
So wait,
what?
She saw the ultrasound.
She saw the ultrasound, but there's also like this little tab that says MRF.
Okay.
And she said that.
So she saw it because of that.
Yeah. And I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So my wife knew that it was a girl for like a full week before I did.
Wow.
And then, you know, she set up like a little mini gender reveal thing, but just for me.
Yeah.
And it was we actually did it in the formerly Nate Land, currently Public Figures. Studio.
The reveal was in there.
Yeah. I did a show at the lab.
That's awesome.
And then she brought some of our friends. And I was sitting at the table that you guys record Public Figures at.
Were y'all like cutting cake?
I bit into a cupcake and I bit into it and I didn't bite into it deep enough. So I like took a bite and I was like, she's bread.
Yeah.
And then, it's bread.
Like,
and then I
the
had to take another big bite and it was pink icing. And I had a lot of friends there. And it was a very cool moment. But my wife knew it was a girl before I did.
Did you know that she knew?
Oh,
and then she was holding it over your head?
I was sitting right next to her on the couch and she opened it up. And what she said isn't appropriate for this podcast,
but she
was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And
So did you want to know when she knew?
What is it?
Were you like wanting to know, or you told her, don't tell me?
I think that she kind of enjoyed having a fun little thing to kind of hang over my head.
Oh, okay.
It was nice, you know, because my wife, God love her heart, man, pregnancy was brutal on her. You know, she didn't feel very good pretty much every day. It was a hard pregnancy for her.
Yeah.
So it was very nice that she kind of had a little thing, a little project, you know, get together with her friends, order the girl cupcake. It was fun.
Yeah.
That was a very fun moment in our pregnancy.
Yeah.
I'd come home from a show and I'd be like, hey, what are we having? And she would just start laughing. I ain't telling you.
It was
very fun, man.
That's awesome.
And I'm glad it was a girl.
Yeah.
I'm one of two boys.
Okay.
All I know, and you guys know this, right? It's like so weird when you have a daughter as a man. You don't know anything about it. I mean, no. I don't even know anything still about like adult women.
No.
It's like, yeah. I'm still in the dark.
Right.
So I'm still like, what weird. Do you want?
Yeah.
And then you get a baby version of it, and you're like, all right, well, this is on you, mama. I'm going to help as much as I can.
I remember my daughter, like, looked at me one day, and she was just sad for something. I can't remember what she was sad about, but she, like, she stuck her lip out and started crying. And then I, like, noticed I was crying, too. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, dude.
I would have never did that with my son. Like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Get yourself together.
And it's funny that my first one's a girl, because it's like, obviously, any baby, boy or girl, it's going to soften you up.
Yeah.
But the little girl, dude.
It's something different.
I had a moment like 4 nights ago. I mentioned that the teeth are coming in and the sleep is degressing or regressing. And it just wasn't happening. It was like 2 hours in a row of her squawking at me. Mm. And I'd give her the bottle and she'd just like stiffen up and she's refusing the bottle. And it was like that for like 2 hours. My wife was at work I'm not yelling at this kid, but at one point I just go, I'm like, Frankie, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and was like,
oh.
And it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
I've never felt worse in my life. I'm just sitting there. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because I'm judging you right now myself.
I know. Frankie, what are we doing? Come on, sister.
Yeah.
I know. Man. And it really upset her. And I just apologized for the rest of the night. I felt so bad, man.
My daughter got me the other day. I travel a lot on weekends like you guys do. And I was home last Saturday morning and we were going to do pancakes, but then something happened and I had to run out. And then I walk into the kitchen and she's 10, but she's like, she's got the lip going. She's like, she's bawling. Mm. She can make herself cry on command, right?
Wow.
So, does it feel
that's a skill.
Like a skill? Like, do you feel like she's kind of harnessing the ability to manipulate?
Because some of them can, yeah.
Oh, I already feel it with Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I already feel it with Frankie. She knows what to do. She's doing like the whole fake crying thing.
But you can turn it off in a moment, right?
It's so funny. She's got hilarious. I'd like to think I'm a funny guy. My wife's probably funnier than I am. Mm-hmm. And Frankie's comedic timing is so good.
It's perfect.
She'll just be, meh, and you'll look over and you'll be like, what's wrong? And she'll be like, I got you, like, idiot.
Come on, dude.
I'm fine. Yeah. I just wanted you to look at
That's
me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Let's show one of our community questions. So we'll ask, we'll ask the Life of Dad community questions kind of leading up to the episode. And this one we're talking about becoming a dad. So we asked, the first question we asked the community was, in what ways were you a dad before you were a dad?
Mm.
I was pretty dad-like, I think, my entire childhood. And here we are. And I grew into it. But Jeremy Volpatti from Instagram first said, I'd go around the house turning off lights when there was nobody in the room.
Yeah.
He did that before he was a dad.
Why is the light on? Yeah. Wasting electricity. Good electricity. That's my dad used to tell me.
That's good electricity.
Good electricity.
As opposed to bad electricity.
I don't know what other kind it was, but it was some good electricity wasting.
You're wasting good electricity.
Yeah, I had to save it.
I felt dad-like, I guess. I grew up playing sports. I was a baseball player. I was a catcher. I was always the guy to give the rah-rah speech in the locker room before the game. That was my dad-like quality is I like motivating people and firing people up.
You do, You walk in a room.
Oh, I walk into a green room. It's going to be the best show that we've ever been on. Yeah. It's the greatest night of our lives.
Yeah, you do.
So that's always kind of been my energy. And I think that's pretty dad-like. And I get that from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so fortunate. I have a wonderful dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it made me want to be a dad.
Sure.
You know, is seeing a guy do it right for a long time.
Okay.
You know, you think we laugh all the time and it's like, everyone's like, oh yeah, you have a kid, man. You're on the hook for the next 18 years. And my dad's like, try 35.
Right.
Like, you're not on the hook. What, 18?
I don't think
especially with me.
There's no cap on it.
No. Yeah.
By the way, it's crazy, Mike, that you and I are much closer to 18 with our kids than we are to zero.
Yeah,
like Mike, like Lee is, right? So he's just at the beginning of this journey, which I'm so excited.
I'm living through you.
I know.
Like, I'm reliving.
And I think a lot of my buddies are.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fun.
Nashville's kind of unique in the sense that a lot of the comics here are fathers.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not the case in most scenes and in most places, but yeah, people seem to be pretty stoked to see me be a dad, and I feel very fortunate for that, and it just makes me excited. I'm so pumped on this podcast to you know, if you're listening to this, you probably already are a parent, right?
Right.
But if you're not,
this is what you got to look forward to.
Go ahead and do it, man.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead and do it. It's the best thing ever.
Have babies.
Let's
go.
Babies.
Brought to you by babies.
I was talking to my dad about this podcast a couple weekends ago, and he goes, you know what? I think y'all might just save North America. I was like, that's what I'm talking about, brother.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, sure.
Save the world now.
We got to save the world one baby at a time.
We're starting small with just North America,
guys,
all right?
Yeah, let's not get greedy.
Pull off North America.
Yeah.
The world is ours.
Go anywhere.
100%.
What about you? When did you realize you were?
Yeah, so I kind of always dressed like a dad. So like cargo shorts and the New Balances, I was in that from now before it was probably, maybe my parents just wanted me to dress as a dad. I'm just realizing this now.
Yeah, they dressed you poorly so that you wouldn't become a dad too soon.
It's funny.
It worked. It worked.
Yeah,
I had one serious girlfriend my whole life until my wife. So they nailed that.
That's beautiful.
Man. Yeah, I wore cargo shorts all the time, you know, the multifunctional, the best, right?
They are the
and then
best.
The New Balances.
You ever rocked a fanny pack?
I never did a fanny pack. Yeah.
He got serious fanny pack energy.
You do?
No, I haven't. You do?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, Mike, not to disappoint you, but between 2015 to 2017, you were not catching me without a fanny pack.
That's not a surprise.
And it wasn't the cool guy across the chest. It was.
That was that one right there.
It was right there.
I'm judging you so much.
And it was in there. Bro, I wore it on stage.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you.
I wore it on stage,
stop
man.
Right there.
I was like, no. It's funny. My wife and I were friends for years.
Yeah.
We met doing open mic. She used to do comedy back in the day. And in my phone, in her phone book, in her phone, my contact was saved under fanny pack. Until we got married. And then I was like, hey,
look at this guy.
Put your husband's name in your phone.
Yeah, you should have led with that. That's probably when you figured out you were a dad.
Exactly. When I transitioned from fanny pack to a Lee Kimbrell. Like a heart next to it, I hope.
I think. Oh, sorry.
I got some cargos up there. Those are mine, by the way. Those are newly retired.
Dang, authentic game-used Tom Riles cargo pants.
I wish I had kept some other one. I had to say goodbye to them a couple years ago. You know, way too many holes throughout, but
you
I
were
wish
carrying
I kept,
too
I
much
wish they
right.
were hanging up.
Sure.
Yeah. A little too much cargo in there throughout the years.
That's right.
I grew up, my grandfather, that guy behind Mike and Tom right there, that cool black and white picture, that's my pop. That's my mom's dad. And, cool you know, picture. The generational differences between dads.
Yeah.
And I worked for him a lot. And I was trying to be helpful, right? I'd clean up. I would just try to be as helpful as I can. I'd go over to my pop and Nana's house, sweep up the floor or something. And he would make fun of me. His thing is that he told me one day I was going to make a great wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like in the, you know, he meant that you're going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
But and the way that he saw it is he was like, man, you're a lady. You're being way too nice to people.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A what funny are you, way to phrase it. That is hilarious, dude. I think, for me, I know when I figured out that I was like a dad, because I would, when I would be in the car, the kids in the car, I would always like point out the obvious. Like, we're driving, I'm like, it's McDonald's right there.
Oh,
and man. I never noticed it. Right?
What, are you just filling the air? Like,
I
what
think
are you
so.
Doing? You just don't.
I think so. Because when I go to Toledo, my dad's from Toledo. So when I would go do shows there, sometimes he'll go with me. So on the road here, we're riding and he's just like pointing out just random, it's a Burger King over there. I'm like, like
correct.
I'm like, this is where I get it from right here. This is so that's when I figured out I was a dad for sure.
Yeah, man. It's exciting when your neighborhood there's little slight improvements. Like you guys see the new, and I'll point this out to the kids, right. The new little sidewalk.
It's over, like you see that
by Willoughby Road.
Like they like guys seen. Yeah, that, we've right? seen it. We've
you guys
passed.
Want to drive past now?
Let's go check exciting, it out, man.
Yeah.
What is that? Why do you do that, dude? Like it's so obvious, but I just have to say it. I'm like, man, it's a Target right there.
Yeah.
That Target right there used to be a Winn-Dixie. They're like, gotta good one, Dad.
You got
to
let them know the thank history. You. Dude, you got to let them know.
I know. I can relate to that. I definitely do that. I love driving around my hometown with Anna.
Yeah.
And just telling her little useless pieces of information.
Doesn't it's mean quite anything fun. To anybody.
Yeah.
It means something to you. Yeah. Yes,
it does. Just to be heard.
So we got some other community members. Danny Koss, in what ways were you a dad before you were a dad? Do you want ants? Because this is how we get ants. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're in there.
Crumbs. We have a crumb. We have certain neighbors that say, please take off your shoes when you enter the home. You know, we have two dogs and three kids. It's like, you should wear boots in our house. You don't know. Yeah, keep them on, you know, winter jacket, because you don't know what's going to hit you. St. Bernard is our big dog and a black lab.
You got two big dogs.
We got two big dogs, yeah. Dang. So, but anyway, we are a crumb village. The dogs help with the crumbs for sure. But definitely. We just got pet hair, dog hair, crumbs. So that's something I'm saying all the time. You know, my kids will walk around with like a bagel, everything bagel.
Yeah.
No plate.
Oh, everything's
and they're just walking around. They're walking around the whole first floor with a everything bagel and cream cheese, taking bites. We got what are we doing? What are
I don't know what that is, dude. Like I told my daughter grabbed a slice of pizza, just grabbed it and walked around in the house with it. And I was like, well, you need to get a plate. And she grabbed a napkin. I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Absolutely not. No, my brother and I were bad about that as well.
Yeah.
Crumbs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, two little boys, like a year and a half apart.
Yeah.
We destroyed that house, man.
Well, you tell them if they have food, go sit at the table. And they'll sit at the table, but just like back like this.
Yeah. Where you can spill the most.
They're not using the table at all. Everything is just falling on them.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. Danny Koss. You got to figure old Mr. Koss has a pretty clean household.
I would think so.
Yes. It feels like an uphill battle, though, right?
What?
You can't just keep it. If you got a bunch of little kids running around.
No, you got to give up. I tell my wife all the time, like, why buy nice things?
Totally.
We should not buy anything nice.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get destroyed.
My wife wants a new couch.
Anything white in color?
She showed me this couch. She's like, it's a white couch.
It's got to be dark.
Yeah.
Got to be dark colors.
And if we got a dark color now, I mean, then it would just be covered in baby throw up.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
You tell baby, I want to get you that couch. Give me 20 years, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me 20 years. We're just at a cinder block couch. Can't break it.
We have Andrew Grass, great last name. And how was he a dad before he was a dad? I wore jean shorts and New Balances before becoming a father.
So here's my thing. I don't understand. What is the hate for jean shorts? Is that not cool to wear?
I agree. I love a pair of jean shorts.
You know?
Once these get a little bit older, I'll just lop them off right above the knees. And now we're talking.
You're still doing that?
I've been doing that. Still doing it. Still of course. Are you going buying tailored jean shorts?
I mean, that's what they're
DIY.
For.
DIY.
Now, are you just letting the strings fly, or are you folding them up a little bit? How does that? What's the finished product?
Or you cut out little?
They look bad.
You do it like the Macho Man.
They look bad. Yeah, right. I'll wear them for a couple weeks, and then Anna will say, "You can't wear those anymore." But that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is. I don't think that the whole idea that dad fashion looks bad. I just can't agree with that.
Well, they're stealing it now. Everybody wants to look like a dad, and I get it.
Totally. They're appropriating our culture.
We set the trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess speaking of dad fashion, we have a little graphic. So why don't we cut to that? And by the way, thanks to the community members for sending in all that stuff. And we'll always post these on Instagram and in the Facebook group where we got dads all over the place that are always commenting. So thank you guys for sending it in. Okay. Here we go. This is the dad fashion chart. Oh, so we're going up in coolness level from 0 to 100.
So on the y-axis, we have coolness level. And then on the x-axis is...
As time passes in fatherhood. So from becoming a single man to the left, and then all the way to the right, you're an empty nester. So it's your entire journey through fatherhood, right?
Interesting.
So, just kind of a couple shout outs as we look at it. All of us were wearing leather jackets right before having a baby, right? So I certainly never owned a leather jacket.
I got to raise my hand on that one. I'm a big leather jacket guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I wear an old leather. It's actually my dad's old leather jacket. It's got shoulder pads. It looks horrible. I love it.
Yeah,
shoulder pads.
Yeah, dude. I'll rock it this winter. You'll see me.
Yeah, man.
You're like, man, you look cool.
You don't have to, though.
I'm wearing it on this podcast just to spite you, Mike James.
Can you go fanny pack with it? Or
fanny pack, jean shorts, leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I'm going to show up to this podcast looking bad.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. So then once you get married, your wife might say, how about some button-up shirts and some fitted jeans? I went through that, but, you know, for many years, the clothes didn't fit any which way. And I didn't know. I don't know what I don't know.
I was the same way. I was looking at some old pictures the other day, and anytime I went to like a school dance or a formal or even a funeral or a wedding, dude, I would wear pants. I was dressed like Steve Harvey. I was just wearing like the biggest, most giant pleated khakis, just hand-me-downs from my dad. Yeah, I did look bad for a long period of time.
Yeah, and then as you go into, you know, for those of you that are listening, when you're married, you know, maybe you put on the button-up shirts and such, and then the wife is pregnant, you're wearing bigger pants maybe.
Mm. Why? Because...
I don't know why.
Well, in my case, I was wearing bigger pants because I was becoming a bigger human being.
Oh, you were getting
big,
too.
I gained 42 pounds while my wife was pregnant, dude.
How'd you do that?
How? Yeah. Eating a lot of bread. I was eating like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
So my wife, for like the whole second trimester, all she wanted was pancakes. So if I got to go out and get like pancakes and pizza and ice cream, I'm not stopping at a fourth location to get a kale salad.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do that, to be fair. I wouldn't do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't growing a human being. I was, but it was me. And then that newborn phase, I don't know.
That was a slow burner. That was a good one.
Yeah, come on now. I got you. That was pretty good, if I'm being honest, right off the top of the rip. It's saying newborn phase, dad jeans and white sneakers. Did you guys like know what I was going to wear today?
That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm just wearing that. That is tough.
Those are legit dad jeans. Yeah. If you're listening only, those are the faded. Where are they from? Either you got faded.
These are Goodfellow.
Come on.
The only clothes I wear, man.
Target.
Yeah, Target.
Yeah, buddy.
They're cheap. They fall apart after a year, and then you just go back and buy the same pair. Well, not the same pair. The waist is going to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Same cut, though.
I went from a 30 to a 34, man.
What? Yeah.
I was always like a skinny, kind of a little bird, man. And it's just not the case anymore. I'm jiggly.
The socks and sandals come out maybe during the toddler years. So as we go down the journey of your kids getting a little bit older, now you don't care about what you're wearing anymore. You know, you're just going socks and sandals, Mike's. Yeah. You do that most days?
I've done it downtown.
Yeah.
Like, which was...
Ooh.
Yeah, with some basketball shorts on. I actually made a video about it. I have to send it. But I was, like, crying because I didn't realize that I got old like that.
Yeah, like, you catch yourself in the reflection downtown, of a window and you're like, dang,
downtown,
I
downtown Nashville on a Friday night? Why are you
socks
walking
around?
Socks, sandals. No, church socks. Church socks.
Like up to here. Yeah. Looking bad, there's man.
We got a hotel. We wanted the kids to like just, I don't know, we were just doing something with the kids. So we got a hotel downtown and I don't know. We walked to go get some ice cream. And I just looked down and realized what I was wearing and just like, why am I okay looking like this?
That realization is tough.
But then I really, the problem I had with it was that, oh, I'm doing this because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Like no thought to anybody that's out. I don't care.
Well, it's like,
I don't want to be like that.
But it is the whole psychology of being a dad is it's like you stop caring about the outside world a lot more, right?
Is that
like
it?
Well, the focus is right there. You know, if baby's good and mama's good,
yeah,
I don't care what anyone else at Costco thinks. You know,
but downtown Nashville, Not Costco.
Yeah, that's a little different, man. Yeah.
I mean, people are dressed up.
You were at like a by. Nice hotel. Yeah.
I'm like, I think it was a wedding had just let out, and I'm just walking by. And everybody else that was with me, they all look nice. They had jeans on. And
what did your wife didn't say anything?
Surprisingly not.
Yeah.
She is on that, like, get yourself together. But I don't know. Maybe she thought, yeah, he doesn't care.
I have a sneaking suspicion that my wife, aside from the skincare routine, I think that my wife wants me to be like not desirable to anyone else.
Why? Was it the Goodfellas?
I mean, I'm just walking around in Target jeans that she bought.
Come on.
I mean, this is literally her grandpa's shirt.
I saw that shirt walking in. I was like, well, I like that shirt.
This belonged to Tom Lehmeyer. Shout out to Tom Lehmeyer.
Man.
Yeah. This is a grandfather's shirt.
Really?
Yeah. This is a hand-me-down.
It's aged well.
Well, he was 94. He wasn't out like rock climbing or anything.
Right.
So yeah, but this is my, I guess, grandfather-in-law's old shirt.
Okay. Yeah, if you're listening only, it's a blue shirt with a white stripe and a couple other colors.
I thought
too.
That was for like a name, like for you to write your name on it.
Like a what? Like a like a shirt like from high school.
Hello, my name is
Kimbrel, comma
I was like, he didn't fill that in.
Daddy-o.
So as we you've already Lee already made it to the elementary school based on our chart. That's light wash dad jeans. So that's exactly what you're in right now. And most men don't achieve that level until elementary school.
So I'm ahead of the curve.
Congratulations, you are.
This is huge, man.
You're rocking,
I'm kind of hitting all of these for
good
real.
For you.
And then teen dads, you see, you start to arc up. So you know, Mike, you and I are maybe we're getting the cool again according to the chart.
Oh, you go you back
trying the leather jacket again.
Put the leather jacket back
on, man. Maybe I'm cool.
Now, dude, like, so my son, he doesn't think I'm cool.
Yeah.
His friends do.
Okay.
But
you're a comedian.
Right.
You are cool.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But
you're
like,
a cool guy.
He's like, nah. He let me know, nah, you're not cool.
Have they thought this was cool kind of leading up to this? Because my kids have been asking questions.
Like, oh, yeah,
this is awesome, Dad.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the podcast in the morning and all that.
Absolutely. It's cool that I do it, but the fact that, that it's me, no, I'm not cool. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. That's an aspect of this podcast that I'm so excited about that, you know, I get to feel a little bit more than you guys is it's like, this is a time capsule that that Frankie will be able to see.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy that aspect of it.
Awesome.
I agree. And then on my end, it's kind of the opposite end where it's like, it's cool that I can have these discussions with my kids before I even come in here and share things they want me to say as it fits in and such, right?
And like, so, they understand, like, I don't know, they know YouTube. Like, are your kids into YouTube? Like, do
my
they,
daughter, she's a YouTuber.
Yeah. Does she make content herself? Or
yeah, she does.
Wow.
Like, and she's real good at editing. Like last night, we had to do, I guess she had to make a video for school. So she was like, you get to act, and
that's cool, man.
We did a video, and she went in the room for like 30 minutes. Edited it down and brought it to me. I was like, this is crazy. It would have took me at least 3 hours.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Now you can go home and after today and be like, I am now a YouTuber as
well. Right. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, I was never that cool to begin with, so I don't say I like lost the cool factor, right?
Yeah.
So you seem like someone that was cool. I never achieved cool, so I'm just kind of,
I'm wearing straight lines, cargo shorts
all the way through. There's no curving up.
Just
there's no curving down.
Perfect,
I'm just consistent.
Uncool trajectory.
Dude, I don't understand. I don't understand the hate on cargo pants. I really don't. Cargo shorts.
They're the greatest. Cargo shorts are the greatest. Look at that. You know, if people that are watching to our left, there's a panel of light, or listening, there's a panel of stuff that's in a garage. You could fit all that stuff in the cargo shorts. Maybe not the leaf blower, but you could put that on the belt.
You could put that on the right side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything can fit up there, dude. The birdhouse, all that's going.
Are you doing like the park with Frankie yet? You're walking around the park? Yeah, man, you can load that thing. Well, you can load it on the stroller too, but your shorts can handle everything.
I actually had that realization the other day. It's there's a lot of great things about having a baby, but one of the top things is that now I can go to the park and like not be suspicious. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. there's a little league field creepy right down the street from me, and I would go.
Just by yourself?
Just by myself. Yeah. And it's like, you know.
I'm that dad, like, who is that guy?
That's strange, you know. Yeah. But now I got a baby, and it's like, you belong.
Yeah.
You know, no one's looking at you like, hey, man, what's going on?
That's how I felt when
are you passionate about like 7-year-old baseball?
Dude, yeah. When the movie The Incredibles came out, like I wanted to see that so bad. Yeah. But I didn't have kids at the time.
Sitting in the front row.
Yeah, I didn't want to be yourself. That guy. Yeah, so I had to wait for it to come out. But now all the Pixar movies on there.
The best. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch anything above PG, you know, throughout my childhood. Mm. So I've always been like PG rated. And same now. I feel like I need to call my parents if I'm going to watch like an R rated something or another, just to kind of let them in the know and get permission.
That's so telling.
Like, just kind of ease into the conversation. Yeah, like,
my wife will tell me I don't need to call them, but I don't mind checking in.
Just, Tom, you have 3 children.
Yeah. That's so funny. I was thinking about watching Scarface today, Mom. If you're cool with that.
Is it okay if I watch Jurassic Park?
My son watches The Simpsons, and I wasn't allowed to watch that like my entire childhood. Oh, he'll just call me Homer now. Homer, you know, if he's not calling me father, Homer's the other one.
That's,
you know?
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
That's,
you know,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I've watched a couple episodes with him, and they, you know, and they're probably the first 2 episodes I've ever seen. But my son's into it, you'll see that you're going to start being into what your kids are into.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Oh, I'm already stealing material from Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing that how much she's such a little baby, and it's like scary to see her react to the phone.
Mm.
You know, it's like you're trying to keep her little eyeballs off of screens as much as you can, but then it does get to a point. I mean, the phone's one thing. You can hide that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I have golf on the TV a lot. That seems like a nice kind of low stim thing. It's like mostly green. And
keep telling yourself
it's like
that.
Boring guys.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're like, man, basketball's not going to do anything.
Yeah, we're always just trying to rationalize that we're not screwing our kids up somehow.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think anyone gets out unscathed. It's like,
oh no,
everyone. That was a huge realization for me, is it's like when I became a dad, you look at your parents and you're like, oh, you're just
winging
a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know. Yeah. You have them up on this pedestal.
Yeah.
And you're like, mm-hmm. I mean, my dad and I were the same age when we became fathers, and I would just thought he hung the moon, you know? And he did. He did a great job at it. But he was just some dude.
That's what, I wonder about that. I wonder, like, because I look at my dad, I'm like, he did a great job, right? He did an amazing job. And now, with me being a father, looking at my kids, I'm like, they have no idea that I have
no
nothing
idea.
Together. Like, I don't know. What. Like, so many times they ask me a question, and I just want to say, I don't know, but...
But then you go, that's a target.
You're like, hold on, give me a second. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like the homework and stuff. I can't, I don't know. Like, they're well beyond me being able to help them now.
Yeah.
Like, math, my daughter's in geometry. She's 12. She's in geometry, 6th grade. She's taking geometry. I didn't take geometry until I was a senior. So what am I going to do with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's full of anxiety being a father, but...
My dad said something to me recently that was so great, where he was like, he was just very honest. He was like, listen, man, I envisioned that I would be able to give you all of this advice on what to do.
Yeah.
But the world has just changed up so much. I'm in an industry. I'm a comedian and a podcaster. He's like, I don't know what to tell you what to do. Yeah. You know, it's like the advice that his father gave him, some of it obviously is evergreen and applicable always, but it's like, what's he gonna, how's my 70-year-old dad gonna tell me how to like navigate AI with my kid?
Right.
You know? So he was just very honest. He's like, you're kind of on your own, kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll help you how I can, but this world is way different.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Lee, like becoming in ways you are becoming your father, in ways you won't be, because it's a different world we're in now, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm you know, that's a thing a lot of dads go through, seeing themselves become their father in some way. So for me, it was like, I'll look at photos of him from my age. I'm like, well, I'm that guy now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm that guy.
Totally.
And then his photos are like, him with us camping, and that's what I'm doing now. We're taking our kids camping, and like I do exactly what he always did, which is like the greatest joy is seeing your kids just having fun.
Yes.
So I'll work for hours setting up our camper and the trailer and putting everything in place so we find some so we get some smiles and you know laughs out of them, and
you get joy out of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even the work leading up to it, it's just like anticipation. My kids are going to be so happy when, you know, this is all set up.
Well, everything has a why now. Like, you know, you have a reason. Or that's how I felt. Is it's like, you have a reason. There's a reason now to do it.
I think it is something about just seeing the joy in their face. Like, I mean, I don't ride roller coasters. I can't ride. I'm scared of heights and I get sick. But I love going to like the parks and you know, I'm the guy with the stroller and the bags. Yeah. That's me. But it's a good time for me, like just to see them have a good time.
Yeah. I was on a roller coaster commercial in college. There was a theme park. Yeah. Great Adventure, Six Flags in New Jersey.
What kind of PR to roller coasters?
And they loaded us all in. They brought, you know, it was exciting. You're going to be on TV. Come be in a commercial. So we all showed up, and there were just enough of us to get on the roller coaster. There were like no extras. Mm. This is bad news. And I'm also afraid of all the stuff that you're afraid of. So we got on it.
You still can't.
And then we had there was no one, we couldn't tag out. So we're just riding this roller coaster for hours.
For hours?
Hours.
Oh, dude.
And they're filming the whole thing, and some of us are just hacking off the side of it and falling apart in tears. And, and it made it. And then the commercial is us just, it was crazy.
Oh, that's wild, dude.
Man. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. So emotions with fatherhood, right? You know, that a lot of, my dad was a very emotional dad. And a lot of, you know, I think a lot of folks, when they become a dad, start to become more emotional. I've been kind of delayed. My dad was so over emotional that, you know, he would cry. Every pasta dinner is the best pasta dinner of my life.
That's
right. Wait, he cries because of the pasta?
There's tears, you know.
He cries because of the pasta?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The pasta, chicken, what doesn't matter what it is, right?
Like
if my mom makes it, or, you know, this is the greatest meal I've ever
had. Insane. It's so good.
Yeah, exactly. But I think because he was so emotional, I haven't really gotten that trait yet. But what about you guys? Do you find the emotions come with fatherhood?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I'll cry.
Oh, quick. Yeah. I've always kind of been a bit of a sap.
Really?
Yeah, I've always been an easy cry, you know. Much similar to you. It's my dad. He wasn't crying over angel hair pasta or anything.
Hey, why not?
That's got to be real good pasta.
That's a doozy.
What do you get angel hair though? Once a year?
Yeah, for sure. Angel hair was special, man. But my dad was he was emotionally available.
Okay.
You know, and like most fathers, he was a stoic guy, led by example a lot. He was always very kind with my mom, and they were always hugging and smooching and getting spun around in the kitchen and stuff. So I've always been kind of emotionally available as far as like the good feelings, you know.
Sure.
The thing that is new to me is the protector. Like the opposite of those emotions, where it's like, yeah, it's very sweet that you know, I've never known love like this, right?
Right.
The other side of that coin is it's like, I'm ready to just rip off anyone's head in public.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, for real, that's new.
If someone comes to your right, or just for no reason, you're walking down
the aisle and someone's getting a little too close and maybe doesn't like acknowledge you or whatever, and you're like, "Are you a threat, man?"
That's
like,
from being a father.
Yeah, dude.
Totally.
So protector, the ultimate protector. I didn't realize you were talking about your child with you. I just thought in general.
No.
Rip heads.
I'm just a lot more
aggressive.
I'm just like quicker to aggression.
Yeah.
Not with her or my wife, but just like I'm finding myself in general. I'm just like. Yeah,
okay.
Walking down the street, I'm like looking around. I'm like, who needs to get stomped?
Oh, you're looking for people.
I would totally consider checking that.
Okay. Anger
we'll
management,
out.
Perhaps.
Yeah, we'll figure the anger management thing. It's like it's so funny because it goes against who I am or who I think I am.
What managing your anger goes against?
yeah, right.
Well, there's like protector, and that's where you come from. There's also like nurturer. you know, if you become a dad or you're becoming a dad, do you feel like you, you know, is there pressure to be more nurturing? Any other pressures you guys felt as you kind of became, there's like the financial part of it as well.
Oh, definitely that.
Right?
Yeah.
Finances.
Provider, protector, all, it's a lot. It's, yeah, it's a different, different feeling, different, different motivation. And like you said, protecting, it's like you do feel, I mean, I don't walk around looking for people, but yeah, I mean, hey,
we're brand new.
Yeah.
Dude, we're 6 months into the game. Yeah. So those edges will smooth a little bit.
I hope so.
But yeah, man, God, I yelled at a guy in a gas station parking lot just like 2 days ago. Cause he was getting too, Frankie was in my backseat. Okay. It was just me and her.
Yeah.
This guy, I'm in the line to turn out, and then this guy pulls up and he's got plenty of room to get by.
Yeah.
And he stopped by my car and he's looking at me. And I thought that he was like asking for directions or something. So I rolled my window down and he was like, "Are you going to move so I can move?" And I just lost my mind.
Yeah.
You gotta get that.
I was like, "Don't you know there's a baby in the car right now?"
He's like,
"Why would I know that?
How would I know that? Do you have a sticker on your car?"
No, I need a baby on board car, man.
Oh, man.
I do. I need, people got to know that I'm keyed up.
Yeah.
Because I got a little baby in the back.
Yeah, do that, man, just to protect everybody else.
Everyone else.
I mean, with these pod launching, these Lee on the Streets videos are going to start coming out all over the place.
Truly,
there you
man.
Go. Here's
truly.
Lee again. He's going
just, I'm just running at the hot. Jeez, I'm running hot. I'm getting steamed up just considering it right now.
Man, I didn't know you were a mania.
People are going to be able to relate to that. Y'all think I'm crazy.
No, don't think you're crazy, but yeah, just aggressive.
For me, it was the financial part was definitely something that, you know, and again, two massages in my whole life, so I'm not, I was never a spender, right? But you know, I had that first massage before I had a kid, so like that was, you know, I was spending crazy back then. But once we had a kid, like I stopped gambling, and I wasn't gambling a lot. Like I went to Las Vegas, losing $100 was a big deal, right?
Sure.
But like I cut that habit completely once I had a kid, because I'm not gonna. Yeah, I realize it's a very small amount of money. But like,
wait. You saying $100 was a habit?
I had to cut it. I had to cut that out of my life because I lost $100 when I was like 23.
Oh yeah.
So like I had to cut that out. So. No more.
I'm
going to
be a father one day.
Yeah.
I can't be out here losing $100 once a year, man.
No, that's not an option.
Willy nilly.
So I started doing, I was like, well, my mom used to, you know, when I was becoming a dad, you know, my mom used to coupon. So I was like, maybe I should be couponing. So I would just kind of go in the newspaper and just cut out some coupons. And we went to the grocery store, used a couple coupons. So when I was early in the days of fatherhood, I would be shopping at 7 a.m. trying to get all the deals.
Yeah.
Get all the stuff, the fresh produce when it came out, clip a couple coupons. They make it easier now. You could just use the app, the Kroger app.
Oh, okay.
Digital coupon.
But you use, I Let's mean, you used to cut out.
I did. I did. There was a little phase. I had to step away from it once I realized I was like holding up a line. It was a... That wasn't a good look.
I mean,
as a 28-year-old man, you know.
Dude, in cargo shorts. Just looking.
Have
tough.
You done that?
Coupons?
Yeah.
No.
If he,
I mean, absolutely not.
If I was couponing in front of Lee with his baby in tow, he would have some words
you
for me in the grocery store.
If you
would have
got too close.
Moving along.
I don't think I've ever cut a coupon out and taken it into a store.
Nor have I.
What about in the mail, Bed Bath & Beyond? They always come through with some solid
coupons.
Let me be more clear. I've never taken anything with me into the store.
Aside from a wallet.
Beside my own money. Like, I've never thought, like, let me get this cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever look for a sale, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, while I'm there, I don't.
No, my wife, we call her the hound dog. Cause she can always sniff out a sale, man.
Okay.
She's huge on it, dude. We are. It's Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like Overflow, you know, places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, she's the sale.
She
she's
does
the
coupons?
Sale girl. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a coupon lady.
Okay.
Totally.
So, yeah, her and I would see eye to eye. I keep my family off Facebook Marketplace. This is me being the protector.
Mm. Yes.
I feel like something bad is going to go down if I just even post something. So I'm not putting anything on there because okay. They're going to track us down. They're going to come
to our house.
We're
going to have a stranger come over and buy a futon.
Yeah.
And now they know where my family sleeps at night. I get that.
You have your way to protect
I
on
get
the streets.
That.
This
yes.
is how I protect.
That's
no
fair,
marketplace.
Man. That's
hard
fair.
Line.
That is fair.
For life.
That's another, speaking of like protecting and putting stuff out there, that's a new thing. That's a new challenge of like modern day fatherhood. And you guys, even though your kids are a little bit older, maybe even more so that you guys feel this, but it's like, how much do you put out there like on Facebook or Instagram and
yeah.
things like that? That's a strange thing because on one hand, I've never been more pumped up about anything in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I want to show the world how awesome my family is.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, you're like, no one even look at me,
mm-hmm.
you yeah. know? So that's been hard to balance, is figuring it out.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I was going to say Facebook and Instagram. So Lee, your kids were born in the age of Instagram. My mm-hmm. kids were born pre-Instagram, basically, right?
Yes.
More the beginning of Facebook age. But now you got Facebook ads, Instagram ads. Like, when you became a dad, did they shift?
Oh, yeah.
What did that transition look like?
Oh, man. It is, my phone thinks I'm the biggest sucker in the world.
Yeah.
Everything is, it's like, buy this for your baby, or you're a bad dad.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? That's the whole algorithm now.
I get a whole lot, a Home Depot, a lot of that, Lowe's, those kind of
ceiling
things.
Fans. Yeah,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
you're in that part of your life.
I forgot I have to do that when I get home.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Everything is just like, you know, if you buy this, your kid will be smarter and safer and happier.
Yeah,
and you've got that started for me like in the first trimester. I mean, this baby was not even halfway cooked, and I was buying like, you know, the appropriate utensil to feed your baby without hurting its mouth or whatever. Mm. Or it's like 10 different kind of pacifiers that work and
yeah.
different kind of bottles and all this stuff. And that was the thing that I've had to work on the most is it's like, you're not going to purchase your baby's well-being, you know?
Right.
You well, know, you're not. I mean, that's the whole point. There's a market. If you got this baby on the way, you're so keyed up. You're so worried yeah. and you want to be so prepared. And the algorithm and these companies, they know that.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to take these guys
yeah.
for all they got.
Well, that's an interesting point. Like, think of becoming a dad 100 years ago
Shoof.
Versus now, right?
Oh, my gosh.
They're not spending money crossed. On their kids. They're just, that's just, okay, now we got a kid.
100 yeah. years ago.
And now we're Oof. Just, now we have another kid in the
that
household.
Was,
and
that was a tough time.
Yeah, you're
ago?
Not lying.
First of all, they don't think they had electricity, right?
So was that Thomas Edison? Is that our boy?
They did.
T. Edison?
It wasn't like in every yeah. home, but it was available, you know?
Yeah, wasn't good times. When was electricity invented?
Oh, we got it up here? Okay, yeah.
Oh, 1752, so you were off by about 200 years.
1752? No way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No, so,
but that's not when it was like, it, you know, not everyone had it. I mean, my grandfather, my pop, my pop, he didn't have it in his house growing up.
He didn't. Really?
Yeah, no, not really. Down there, Root Court in Arkansas, El Dorado, Arkansas. Nah, dirt floor, that whole jam.
Really?
Yeah.
And your dad, how old is he now?
No, my pop. That's
oh, your,
my
oh,
mom's
your
dad.
Your grandpa. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was, 1931, I think he was born.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe earlier than that.
31. I don't think
Yeah, no, there's never been a better time to have a baby, I think, as far as just like the safety of it and everything. Right. Talking about having a baby 100 years ago, you're just fingers crossed that mom and baby are both okay. And the right. odds were that one of them wasn't going to be.
Right.
But now it's like my wife went in, she had a C-section. I was so scared of that. And, I looked it up. It's the most common surgery on earth. Mm. There's more C-sections per day than there are rotator cuff surgeries, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, so you're safe. We're good.
Yeah, yeah.
And now babies are, healthy. I don't know. Knock on wood.
Well, I want to shout out real quick my buddy Jameson, our neighbor. He had a baby, Jameson Caitlin, 2 days ago. We went down to the hospital down in Lebanon and had a whiskey with him in the parking lot.
Love that
second night, which was awesome. Mm. And then they were on the first floor, so we got to see the baby through the window, and so we took some pictures from the window. So it was just him and his buddies there, and all the neighborhood moms were pretty jealous because the guys got to see the baby first.
Heck
so.
Yeah, man!
That's cool.
Yeah, there was a in my neighborhood on my walking route with Frankie. There was a house, and I don't know who lives there, but there was, you know, I saw like a grandma out front putting these signs that said "Welcome home, baby boy," and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing my baby, and just gave him a fist pump.
That's it.
Yeah, it was. It's very exciting. You just get so pumped for anybody who's about to go through it, man.
I was
excited when you told me you were.
Oh yeah, you were, man. Yeah, that was kind of a sign that this podcast was going to happen, because you were among the most excited.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you could feel how pumped I was about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the reaction when I was telling my comedy peers that I was pregnant. It was either, heck yeah, man, that is so awesome. Yeah. Or boy, you screwed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Your career's wrapped. Look at me now.
Yeah. I got a lot of that in the workplace too. Yeah, yeah. I was working in TV at the time. Like, what are you doing? This is the worst decision of your entire life. Mm. A lot of that, which is crazy that someone would tell you that to your face.
Yeah. Right to your eyeballs.
You are ruining your life right
I
now. What?
How strange is that? It would never occur to me to just rain on someone's parade like that.
No, that's terrible.
Hey, Tristan, could you pull up that final community comment question real quick? And then we'll start wrapping it up. This has been fun, boys.
Not bad at all.
Question was, wait, go scroll down a little bit. So if you go down a little further, there's another whole question. Okay. So if I were becoming a dad today, here's the one thing I wish that I had already known. And our first comment from Instagram, name is O Noja, presence over presence.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
I like that.
That's good. Especially with a new little baby. You can buy them all the stuff in the world. They have no concept of it. But one thing that my daughter is very aware of is me right in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's like that you buy it. We got her all the toys in the world. And then her favorite toy is like a magazine that she ripped off of the ottoman, you know?
Yeah.
They don't really care. You just got to be there, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dads, if you're doing nothing else, just be there for your kids. That's it.
I think mine was like, I think mine would be presence and be present. Cause it's like, I'm looking at my kids. I'm like 15 to 12. It just happened so fast. Like how, but I've noticed, like, you know, through the years, you got so much other stuff to worry about. So you're like, you just want to get to the next day or to the next whatever you have coming up.
Yep.
So it's like you do that, and then next thing you know, you realize it's like, oh, another school year is over. And you look and you're like, oh man, another birthday has passed, and they are getting so big. That's why I tell you, man, like, dude, every day, just live for that day.
Amen to that. Yeah, man. And it really has. It's like keeping that in mind has... It's made me, I have no FOMO for anything.
Right.
And especially as a comedian, you're always so scared that you're losing momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking and you're like, golly, he's on the road every weekend of the month. And what am I doing? And in comparison, it's the thief of joy. And it is just no longer the case anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like to the point where I have to fight it to being a detriment, where I'm just like, no, I know what I want to be doing, and everything else is like falling by the wayside, and I just, it doesn't feel that way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you're just there.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
Present,
saw something the other day. You get one summer with a baby. You get three summers with a toddler. Mm-hmm. You get six summers with a kid, and then they're, they don't want anything to do with it.
Wow.
And then it's like your boy's taking his first trip next weekend.
Yeah, dude.
By just itself. Boom,
two,
like that.
Two trips.
This summer that I'm in right now, it's the only one where Frankie's a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Enjoy it.
I know, man. So you just soak it up.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Enjoy the ride, man. Yeah. How we're going to kind of wrap it up each week is feature like a dad of the week and share a dad's story. And I guess because it's the first week, I'll be the first dad because this is what we got. So
it makes sense.
Yeah. I'll share a little bit with you guys kind of my story of how Life of Dad started and how I became a dad. So our oldest daughter, you heard me talking about her earlier. Her name is Barbara. And halfway through that pregnancy, at that intense ultrasound, we found out that there was a 1 in 2,500 chance of that baby girl named Barbara even making it to birth. And she had there was a heart condition involved, and best case scenario, she would make it to birth, which would require open heart surgery right after birth. Mm-hmm. So we still had that's best case scenario. So I'm just praying on my wife's belly and singing to her every night for the next 4 months or so.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean to stop. When y'all found out, like, what do you do? You just look to each other and just like.
Well, I'll tell you this. They told us, you know, a lot of families would decide to terminate the pregnancy now.
Really?
That's what most people would do, and you should think hard about that. And I looked at my wife right away, and I was like,
"Not
there's
an
absolutely
option.
No way.
Right, yeah.
Why would we do that if we have a chance?" And then that chance, you know, the prayer helped, and 3 or 4 months later, Barb was born it was a rainy day in February, and man, there were probably 30 people in the delivery room, doctors, assistants, because they wanted to see, you know, this special kid be born. And then she was rushed to emergency surgery, and I saw her in the incubator, and her eyes were open, and she had my eyes, right? Mm. And I'm like, as they're kind of bringing her to the surgery room. And then my wife and I are just kind of crying and praying in the waiting room for hours, and they had to do open heart surgery on her. And doctor came out a few hours later and he said, the surgery went well. We're going to let her grow up now. Mm. We're going to let her grow up. And Barb is 16 years old now, and that's, our amazing girl and our
that's awesome,
inspiration. Dude. And she's brought so much joy to our lives and the world, man. She has touched so many lives on this Life of Dad platform.
Sure.
To what I do in my other career as a fundraiser. And I just kind of share her story all the time. And she's just, you're going to meet her soon because she's just the most inspirational,
yeah,
most amazing girl in the world. And we're just so proud of her. And
1 out of 2,500, man.
I mean,
truly the word miracle gets tossed around.
Yeah, that's a
that
miracle.
Is a miracle.
She is a miracle kid. And there's more to her health journey, which maybe we'll share on other episodes and such. But she is so excited about this podcast, and we talk about it every day. Yeah. And she's going to be so excited to hear when I get home how it went. And she left our last voicemail, so you should have one more there, Tristan.
Hey, Dad, congrats on winning Dad of the Week. Mm-hmm. Now later you'll have a chance to prove it based on what you bring home from Costco.
That's right.
Forget your cholesterol. Just get tasty food.
Tom, yeah, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, right.
That rocks.
Yeah.
So that's our Barb.
Don't do
so,
that, man. Don't do it. Don't
yeah,
do
that, that rules.
And I'm not kidding. Every episode, I'm probably going to go straight to Costco. So I'm probably going to go there now.
Yeah.
And, you better bring home some tasty food, man.
Yeah. So that's sorry to make you guys cry a little bit, but this is going to be.
It was beautiful.
It's going to be tears. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of laughs, and I'm excited to be on this journey with you guys. Yeah, so
same, likewise, bro. Brother.
Yes.
Yeah, we did it, Barbara.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week on Life of Dad.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.